Okay, so Emor is includes from Revi'i on the Chagim, the Regalim. So I was looking through different things in Rabbi Price last night. On that, I came across an interesting one, so I'll share it. So the Gemara in Gittin, Daf and Bet, tells a little story. Hanu beitrei the igaru beusatan dechol beishimshe havu koy minsu bahade hadadi ikulu Rabbi Meir lahatam akvinu tlata beishimshe adavdlu shlama shamei dekamar vayde apke Rabbi Meir lahu gavra mi beite. So there were two people who every Friday afternoon, as Shabbos was starting, I feel like this happens in a lot of houses. They would fight. They would argue every single Friday night. And Rabbi Meir came there once, and he stopped them from fighting on three Friday afternoons until he made peace with them. And then he heard the Satan say, "Woe to that Reb Meir removed me from this house." Right? Like I was like living here, chaval, that and now I don't live here anymore. So you could just look at this Gemara and say, I mean, okay, either it's just saying that these people used to fight every Shabbos, or you could look at it and say that, you know, Friday going into Shabbos is always a stressful time. However, Rabbi Price notes that there is a series of sources that suggest that there might actually be a prohibition to fight on Shabbos, and therefore this Gemara is actually part of that. And he points to two passages in Sefer Chassidim, one which appears both in the Margoliot and Parma, and one which does not. So in one place, Sefer Chassidim says very succinctly, Shnaim shenitkotedu b'shabbat o b'yom tov, v'yad ha-tovim tkeifa tchila yasim oleim din al-ma shechilu yom ha-kodesh, v'achar gach ma shebeinehem. If two people were fighting on Shabbat, and then the good ones, the court, become dominant over them, so they should do two things. Let's see what it means. So he says, first they should exact judgment against them for having violated the holy day, i.e. Shabbat, and then they should judge the dispute that was between them. Right. So from here, Sefer Chassidim seems to be saying that, look, whatever they're fighting about, the first thing that was wrong was that they quarreled on Shabbat. Now, Rabbi Price quotes a commentator, I'm not sure who it is, who says, like, Ellie, he said, wait, what's happening? Right, and he says maybe what the case is that they actually brought it to court, right? Right. So it could be so that they brought them to court, arkaot. Now, arkaot is normally used to refer to non-Jewish court. So this source seems to say that the problem isn't that they fought on Shabbos, is that they brought it to the non-Jewish court, which is bad, right? And that's prohibited. Right, you're not allowed to do that in general, right? So like first you punish them for having like brought it to non-Jewish court. Or whatever, I think non-Jewish court, maybe court in general, and that violates Shabbat, and then figure out what they were fighting about. But Rabbi Price notes that that's, it doesn't really say that. And he says the simple read is that maybe the Sefer Chassidim would look at the Gemara that we just saw and say, aha, right? Why is the Satan trying to get people to fight on Shabbos? Because it's Usher, right? And therefore, fighting on Shabbos is a prohibition, and the Satan was trying to get them to violate. Now, what would the source be for that? Okay, so there is a source that's often quoted, which appears in the Zohar, in the Tikkuni Zohar. This is not what Rabbi Price does, and I want to show what he adds here. The Tikkuni Zohar derives it from a pasuk in Vayakel, which is Lo tivaru esh b'chol moshevotechem b'yom haShabbat. Do not ignite a fire in all your dwellings on Shabbat. And the Zohar says that the fire here is vaday kol man dikais tilu oked nura de Gehenom. If you fight, you ignited the fire of Gehenna, and therefore you violate Shabbat. And the Shalat takes it farther, and he says, look, on Shabbat, Gehenna doesn't burn, but if you fight and you get angry, so at some level you are starting a fire, maybe you're starting the fire of Gehenna, and therefore you violate it. Now, if that's the case, so then there is some sort of prohibition, who knows what that is, to fight on Shabbat. However, that clearly can't be the source for Sefer Chassidim, besides the fact that he probably didn't see the Svarim, but that's not the point. Definitely didn't see the Shalah, but he probably didn't see the Zohar, even if he was privy to certain traditions, maybe. But the Zohar is published later than that. But there's a bigger problem, and that is that if Right, Price is, the, if Right Price is correct about the Sefer Chasidim, he says it's usher to fight on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Lo Tavaro Eish B'chom Alter Rosh Echem cannot be a source for a prohibition to fight on Yom Tov. Why not? More importantly, because you're allowed to light a fire on Shabbat. There is no biblical prohibition against lighting a fire on Shabbat. You can't light a new flame midirabanan because of molid, right? But midoraita, lighting a fire, havara, is mutter entirely. Right? It's a rabbinic prohibition for because of creating something new. But that can't be a source for Yom Tov. But if the Sefer Chasidim is actually saying it is usher, so this can't be the source. So then what might the source be? So here he suggests that the source is the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Right? So the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Nun Ched, are the source for many of the things we do on Shabbat. Right, you've probably heard these pesukim before. I really hope you have. Im tashiv mi Shabbat raglecha asot chafatzecha biyom kachi vekarata la Shabbat oneg lekadosh Adonai mechubad v'chibato me'asot derachecha mimso chafzecha v'daber davar. Right, if you refrain from trampling the Shabbat, from pursuing your affairs on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight, the Lord's holy day, honored, and if you honor it, you shall not right and go not your ways and not look to your affairs, nor strike bargains, etc., etc. Right? This is the source for Daber Davar. You don't talk. You talk in a different way on Shabbat. You walk in a different way. Right? This is the source. So Rabbi Price suggests that he's reading it the following. Now, interestingly, in his Girsa, it doesn't have it, but in the Margaliot it does. But I'll read you the second passage. He says, Tov Aruchot Yerek B'Shabbat V'Ahava Sham Im Ishto V'Nei Beito Mishor Avutz V'Sina Bo. It's better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox where there is hate. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shelo yomar adam ekne ma'adanim l'Shabbat. Someone shouldn't say, I will buy dainties for Shabbat. Yodesh yitkotet im ishto aviv v'imo. And know that you're going to fight with your parents, your wife. Avasherimo. Tov pat kareva v'shalvaba mibayit malei ziv chayriv. Another pasuk in Mishlei. It's better a dry crust with peace than a house full of feasting with strife. Echad b'Shabbat v'echad Yom Tov. Zeu kavod la'ish shevet miriv v'chol avil yitgala. It's honorable for a man to desist from strife, but every fool becomes embroiled. Again, a pasuk in Mishlei. Yechabedid ha-Shabbat. So how should you honor the Shabbat? Shlo yeriv bo. There shouldn't be a fight in it. Yechabed aviv v'imav v'rabo shlo yeriv sham. And you should honor your parents and your teachers by not having a fight there. Now, if you look at the Margaliot edition, it's actually more explicit. And it adds one word. V'chibato. And you shall honor it. From Yeshayahu, Yechabed el Shabbat lo shelo yariv bo. Should honor the Shabbat by not fighting in it. So this seems to be the source for Sefer Chasidim. And if that's the source, Rabbi Price notes that he makes two moves. One is he assumes, right, that, okay, honoring, what we learn from here is that honoring Shabbat entails not fighting on it. But the laws of Kavod Shabbat, Oneg Shabbat, those actually are transmissible from Shabbat to Yom Tov in a way that Lo Tov Aruach would not. And therefore, the benefit of Rabbi Price's source is that it opens the possibility that it's not just prohibited to fight, to quarrel on Shabbat, but it actually creates a prohibition to fight on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And we learn from the beginning of this week's parasha, remember, the Mikra Kodesh, Shabbat is the beginning of the Mikra Kodesh. Right, and Lahalacha as well, as the Mishnah tells us in the first parak of Megillah, Ein Bein Shabbat L'Yom Tov El Ochel Nefesh Bolvad. Fundamentally, we do learn everything from Shabbat and Yom Tov. It happens to be that the source of Lo Tov Aruach B'Chol Malach Rotechem would not work because that prohibition actually doesn't apply on Shabbat. But as long as you integrate into some other aspect of Shabbat, then in fact, you could carry it over to Yom Tov, which seems to be what the Sefer Chasidim is in fact doing. So I thought that was interesting, so...